There are a lot of people around the world who are Americans for tax purposes, and many may not know that. On this week's edition of You and the Law, attorney Randall Andreozzi says there are heavy penalties for those who try to game the system, and most people don't have any problems, as long as they come forward. It's after April 15th, and are people who really didn't pay any attention to that question about whether they have a foreign bank account looking at trouble?
Yes, it's something to pay attention to, no doubt about it. Both for the filing requirements, April 15th filing requirements, and the June 30th filing requirements for the old TDF 90s. Now there are forms 114 for reporting your foreign bank accounts. U.S. citizens have to have a requirement to report their worldwide income, and that includes income from from bank accounts that they hold in foreign countries. And that includes U.S. citizens who are residents who live and work in Canada, Israel, all over the world. People who may not realize that they've got these filing requirements, not hiding money, not trying to evade U.S. taxes, but who actually are living their day-to-day lives and all of a sudden come to realize, whether it's from their chartered accountants in Canada, their accountants in Israel, that for years they've had a filing requirement with the U.S. that they neglected or failed to meet.
But there must be people, perhaps thousands of them. I mean, just look at students at UB who are from other countries and they arrive married or get married here and have kids, and the kids go back to China or India or Israel or wherever, and they don't even realize they have a Social Security number and are, for tax purposes, American citizens.
Mike, I could tell you stories galore on that. We call them accidental Americans, and it really isn't funny because there are exactly people like that. People born in the U.S., their parents were in the U.S., moved back to Israel, Canada, etc., never realizing they have a filing obligation. Now they're in the middle of their careers, MDs, you name it. And they come to realize that they were supposed to be filing and reporting their income. But the good thing is that there's now the IRS is getting very aggressive on this, but they do have in place programs for just such accidental Americans, the Offshore Voluntary Disclosure Program and another program that's called the Streamline Program for those people who are U.S. citizens that reside outside of the U.S., and so people can avail themselves, these accidental Americans, they can avail themselves of remedies and amnesty from the IRS.
I would think that somewhere the IRS has access to everybody who's gotten a Social Security number.
Absolutely. Now, it may not have been so in the past, and that's why a lot of people may have been tempted to as they say, hide in the weeds. But now with FATCA in place and also a lot of agreements being implemented under the U.S. Tax conventions with the various countries and U.S. agreements with banks, just like the recent one with Switzerland, the IRS is getting tax information from account holders in all sorts of banks all over the world. With their account information. And so it's getting harder and harder to hide because countries and financial institutions around the world are really coming into compliance and giving the U.S. That sort of information.
And obviously the risk is that the bank will be driven out of business, as a couple of Swiss banks have. But what are the penalties if you're trying to play games? You're trying to game the system with the IRS.
If you're trying to game the system, and if you're willfully failing to report your foreign bank accounts, the penalties are massive. They're very severe. Under Title 31, Title 26 of the U.S. Code, you face, for example, one penalty is for failure to report on a foreign bank account report, your accounts, 50% of the highest aggregate account value per year. And the statute of limitations on that is 6 years. So you could look at three times the value of that account as a penalty to the feds. And New York State has similar penalties. So the penalties, civil penalties, these are just civil, not to mention criminal, are very severe for people who willfully fail to report.
On this week's edition of You and the Law, Randall Andreozzi has been here talking about how those foreign bank accounts may not be as advantageous as they once were. I'm Mike Desmond, WBFO News.